Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today. Based on recent events, I thought I'd discuss the subject of borrowing to invest. This is a subject I touched about 14 months ago, I guess, on this show, and got quite a bit of feedback from our listeners. And if you have any comments or want to continue the discussion, please send me an email. My email address is askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I also get quite a few emails during the year on, is it right to borrow to invest? Should I borrow to invest? And my short answer is yes, but I do have some rules that revolve around borrowing to invest, and we'll get to those rules and throughout the show. I hope you can stick with me. Let's talk about what's going on right now in the world. Besides, obviously, the war in Ukraine, interest rates are up, and they will continue to go up. There's an absolute frenzy of money flowing into hard real estate assets from all corners. Large corporations, large funds are pouring in to hard real estate assets. Money's coming from outside the United States into hard real estate assets, especially multifamily. Inflation is real. It's here to stay for the near term, as far as I can see. I don't see any changes to that. If you need yield, if you're chasing yield, real estate's the perfect vehicle for that. I've been saying for 3 years, now is the time to get into real estate, into cash flowing real estate. And frankly, today, really, now is the time. If you haven't paid attention the last 3 years, now is the time. There is a massive rush into real estate assets. And real estate assets will continue to appreciate. You need to invest. However, you need to do your homework, do your due diligence, get educated, understand what you're doing, and make sure what you invest in cash flows. Now, what happens when you've invested all of your current capital, yet you've got a deal on the table right now that you want to invest in that looks like a great opportunity? But what happens when you don't have capital to invest in that? Well, one of the things you can do is borrowing to invest. Now, that can be a dangerous path if performed incorrectly. So I personally have four rules that I follow and I will share with you for the show. And that'll help you decide if it's a good decision to invest in this opportunity. Before we get to those four rules, I want you to understand I personally have borrowed several different ways and I continue to do such. Now, I'm not talking about conventional lending or mortgages or any of that. Of course, we have a mortgage on every real estate asset that we purchase. We bring the bank to every deal. We have leverage in every deal that we do. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about are other types of loans, personal loans, HELOCs, 401k loans, private money loans. I've done all of those. I continue to do all of those. Short-term loans from your bank, for instance. And I will expand on what I did at the time and how I did it when we get to that portion of the show. I'll do a deep dive on each of those examples. I do want to take a moment and say, when you borrow, not only do you take on financial risk, you need to understand you are taking on personal and reputational risk. And in many ways, those are much more important than the financial side of this. And I'm not just talking about your credit score. I'm talking about your name. I'm talking about who you are as a person. Borrowing should never be taken lightly. For me, honestly, if there's ever a situation where I can choose one or the other, either pay myself or pay what is due on the loan that I signed my name to, well, I'm going to make that loan payment first. That's the most important thing to me. Why? Not paying that loan, not paying what is owed, destroying your reputation. Well, what it's really doing, it's destroying your peace. It's destroying your joy. It's destroying your happiness. It might even affect your health. As I've said countless times, the most important aspects of a well-rounded, satisfactory life is peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. None of those components is more important than the other. They are all tied to one another. So understand, when you are taking on, when you are borrowing, it's not just a financial risk. It is a personal and reputational risk. Keep that in mind. Now, also, what is the alternative to borrowing to invest? Well, you can save until you have enough money to invest in the deals that I'm talking about, whether it's a single-family home or a multifamily opportunity. It's going to take at least $25,000 minimum, most likely $50,000, many times more than $50,000. So sure, you can save. Let's say you're able to set aside $1,000 a month. Well, you're going to wait 25 months, 50 months, that opportunity will be gone. What is the cost? What is the opportunity cost that you are passing on? That might be significant. Based on the value of the opportunity that you have in front of you, borrowing may become a valid strategy. It may make total financial sense. So should you borrow to invest? My short answer is yes, but we're going to have to break this down further. Again, you're borrowing to go into a cash-flowing asset, must cash flow. We're not talking about speculation at all. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll continue this discussion on the other side.
Now more intel to build a better lifestyle from Del Wamsley.
Wanting to be a self-help guru, you have to learn to balance your own desires. Very early on in wanting to help people, I found that people just wouldn't listen. And I make people write in the back of their book whenever I give a seminar. Open up the back book, write this in the back of the book. It says, I will not do what Del said to do. And then I said, whenever you fail, we'll go to the back of the book and we'll start there with that statement. I told you I wouldn't do what you told me to do. And then we'd go back and find in the book what you didn't do. Inevitably, it's always the same thing. They don't do what I tell them to do. If they would have done what I told them to do, they would have been successful. But for some odd reason, people have it in their mind they have to reinvent the wheel. I would suggest that some people just do it because they're arrogant, but I'm going to suggest to you there's another group of people out there that are basically failures by personality trait. In other words, their personality leads them to do the same thing wrong over and over and over again, and they really just can't get out of it.
This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. If you have any questions about real estate investing, about Lifestyles Unlimited, about how to get started, really anything at all, please send me an email. And I do enjoy getting emails from our listeners and respond to each one personally. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Our topic today is, should you borrow to invest? And I'm talking about investing in a real estate opportunity into a cash flowing asset. And should you take on that additional risk to borrow. When does it make sense? When does it not make sense? I personally have four rules that I've created, and I apply those rules to each and every situation before I engage in an act of taking on someone else's capital, signing my good name to it, and investing that capital into a deal. If you've got any questions or comments about that, please send me an email. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. If you're listening to this show for the first time, Lifestyles Unlimited, who are we? We are a real estate educational and mentoring group. We have members in all 50 states. We've been in business for over 30 years. We teach people how to build wealth and create cash flow, passive income. How? By buying and investing in real estate assets, single-family homes and apartment communities, creating double and triple-digit returns. I actually saw a case study the other day that touted a quadruple-digit return. Yes, over 1,000%. It was over 12 years, but who wouldn't take a 1,000% return over 12 years? Raise your hand if you're down with that, because I know I am. That was an incredible deal. Rare, but it's not the only one. It's happened to several. They're out there. But let's just say the average deal is double and triple digit returns in real estate. Real estate is a fantastic vehicle for creating cash flow and building your wealth. And I've received several emails from people who have borrowed to invest in deals. Again, I'm not talking about conventional mortgages or conventional lending. Yes, of course we do that on every asset that we purchase. Want to take, for instance, the 401k loan. Very easy. Maybe the easiest of what I'm going to talk about today. I did a 401k loan, my first one, for $30,000 several years ago. Full disclosure, I don't have my 401k anymore. I cashed it in a few years back, and it's all in cash flowing real estate. I love it. It's one of the best moves I ever did in my life. I paid the penalty, I paid the taxes, and I put all of those funds to work for me in my name. But back to the 401k loan. First one I did was for $30,000. I put that money and I bought a single family property. I paid that loan off in about 18 months. I took out a second loan immediately after that one for $50,000. I believe the rule, if it hasn't changed, you can take a maximum of $50,000 in a loan from your 401k. You must still be employed with the company that you work for to be able to do this. As soon as you leave the company, they may call the loan. They may let you carry it on. The rules are different for every 401k administrator. You'll have to ask your administrator. But I took that second one out for $50,000, bought another single family property, paid that one off. It was very simple. At the time, I called my administrator and said, hey, I'd like to take this money out. And they put it in process. I believe it's a 5-year note, and I was paying myself back interest at 4%. There was no fees to do the loan. Again, every plan is different. If you're considering this, call your administrator. But I did two of them. Both of these were constricted within my four rules. Now, why is this topic interesting today? Interest rates are going up. If this is something you're considering, I think now's the time. It's only going to be more expensive to borrow down the road. So my first rule of borrowing to invest, you need enough discretionary income now to cover the loan payments before taking on the loan. So what do I mean by that? At the time I did my first 401k loan, I believe my payments were about $600 a month, something along those lines. I was bringing in about $2,500 a month from my single family houses in my passive income. So the $2,500, much greater than the $600. I'm not betting on the investment to cover the note. You follow me? I had more than enough money each month to cover that $600 a month. Now, every deal we invest in, yes, we have three rules. Never lose money, must cash flow, and can't get rich slow. Following those rules, I knew the deal was going to work. I had done my homework. I did the math. Again, I'm just a conservative guy. I had $2,500 a month coming in which more than covered the $600. So it met my criteria of needing enough discretionary income now to cover the loan payments before taking on the loan. Another thing I had done, I had turned off the automatic deposits to the 401k. The way they pull the money out of your W-2 paycheck and it goes right into the 401k. I had shut that off at some time before. Once I realized real estate was the way to go, I wasn't doing that. So I had the discretionary passive income coming in. It was no brainer to take the loan for $30,000. Again, I could have saved that $2,500 a month. It would have taken me some time to have enough to buy another house. I wanted to buy that particular house right then. So I did the loan and I adhered to rule number one. Now, I know some experienced real estate investors that they have more than enough passive income, but it's going to some other resource. Maybe they're retired, maybe they're living on it. And when they see a deal, they're smart enough to know that deal is going to work and it's going to cash flow at a certain point in time. They'll set aside $5,000 to $10,000, let's say, and that really is just to cover the payments on the loan until the investment that they're investing in stabilizes. So what I'm saying is, when you invest in an apartment community, it may not cash flow for 6 months or a year. Some value plays may not cash flow for 2 years. So what they'll do is they'll set aside and they'll say, hey, I've got this money to pay those payments until essentially this deal is stabilized and begins cash flowing. I don't recommend that for someone doing this for the first time. I don't think you have enough experience to recognize that everything's going to pan out and everything's going to work. And truth be told, most of these real estate investors at this level have a ton of money coming in. They've got a ton of net worth. Worst case, they could easily cover whatever they need to cover. Now, I did something like this. Follow me here. I had a house for sale, but it was going to be about 4 to 6 weeks before it closed. And when it closed, I was going to have more than enough money to invest in a deal. Problem was, I had a deal on the table. I needed to commit and invest in that deal right then. And I didn't have the money. So what did I do? I called my bank and I said, hey, here is a deal that I would like to invest in. Well, actually, my bank didn't care. I said, I need $50,000. I took out a personal loan for that $50,000, was able to get in that apartment deal. Then when my house closed 4 to 6 weeks later, I paid the bank back. That was a great move, and I've never looked back. That deal has done nothing but cash flow, and I was able to double my money. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll continue this discussion on the other side. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm a real estate investor in both single-family homes and apartment communities. I began my investment path 11 years ago. I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited 9 short years ago. My life has been more satisfying and freer ever since I embarked on this real estate investment path. I'm not afraid to ask for help. We're always evolving. We're always changing. As soon as you think you're the perfect investor, the market will teach you a lesson. But I have had a lot of help along the way, and real estate is a team sport, and we help each other. Today's subject is borrowing to invest. When should I borrow to invest? Is this a valid strategy? My short answer is yes, but I have four rules that apply to that strategy. Now, what are we borrowing to invest in? We're borrowing to invest in cash flowing real estate assets. We're not borrowing to buy a car. We're not borrowing to buy land. We're not borrowing to buy Bitcoin or speculate or anything like this. We're borrowing to get into a deal or to purchase a cash flowing, rock solid real estate asset that we have done our homework on, that we know is a good investment and is going to provide returns for years to come. Think about it like this. If you could borrow, and yes, interest rates are going up, but historically, I'm just looking back at what I've paid to borrow to invest. And that personal loan that I took out, that if you missed it in the last segment, I called my bank. I believe that was at 8%. And you may be saying, hey, 8%'s pretty heavy, Mike. I only borrowed that money for 4 to 6 weeks. It didn't affect me at all. I was able to put that $50,000 into an apartment community that provided over 100% return. Do you think that was a good deal? You're darn right it was a good deal. I needed to take that opportunity at that moment in time. And so I called my bank and said, hey, help me out. I have been a good customer of yours for a long time. And they did help me out. Now, if you've listened to the Del Walmsley show long enough, he did something. And again, you've got to think outside the box. But he did something, and I don't think he can do it today. But this was in, had to be the late 80s, maybe early 90s, when you would just get these credit card in the mail. Hey, do you want a credit card? You want a credit card? You want a credit card? And they were all intro 0% interest or sub 1% interest for some period of time. And I believe Dell, and he tells the story, obviously, on, I don't know which show it is, but I've heard him tell the story several times. But he took, oh gosh, it had to be 30, maybe more than that, 30 of these credit cards, and he had built this huge spreadsheet, and he sat down with his banker and said, hey, here's an apartment community that I want to purchase. We're going to put this much on this card, this much on this card, this much on this card. So came up with a down payment, which was several hundred thousand dollars. At first, the bank resisted it. And I think Dale said, well, I'll just withdraw my funds because he had seven figures in the bank. And the bank's like, no, please. And so Dale's like, okay, we're back on. But he was able to prove to the bank, hey, let me put the money on these cards, came up with enough money, bought an apartment community. Very savvy move, pretty incredible when you think about it. And then he would pay those cards off because I believe this apartment community was cash flowing $10,000 a month. Was that a good move? You're darn right it was. So think outside the box. Find ways to invest. Find ways to borrow if you have to, but follow my four rules. So rule two, the loan needs to be set and stable, defined terms, no sudden calls. Keep in mind, you are borrowing to invest in a cash flowing asset. You don't need this loan suddenly a month in, 4 weeks in, 8 weeks in, 12 weeks in, somebody to say, hey, I need everything back. I need you to pay me back. It's not worth it. That's dangerous. You can get in trouble quickly because it does take a while for these deals to stabilize. Single family home, it you probably do it in 90 days. It might take you 120 days, but if you do it right, you should be able to do it within 90 days to where it's cash flowing, stabilized. An apartment community may take much longer. So again, think of the investment. This is an opportunity for you. It's not a life and death situation. This is a luxury. Again, when you borrow, you're putting your good name on the line more than just your financial side of it. So for me, I always keep that in mind. That 401k loan that I took out, that was a five-year deal. I paid it off in much less than 5 years, but it was set payments, and it was stable. Look at a HELOC, interest-only HELOC. Typically, it's 10 years. That is set, and it is stable. Get something without a prepayment penalty. that 0% interest credit card that I talked about earlier that Dale Walmsley utilized. While it has a shortened time frame, it might say first 12 months is 0% interest, or first 18 months is 0% interest, or sub 1%. That's stable for a period of time. It's predictable. You can calculate that into your financial day-to-day business and incorporate it into what you're doing. Money coming in, money going out. I'm being sarcastic here, but borrowing from some loan shark to go buy a rent home or to invest in an apartment community, and I don't care what that apartment community or rent home returns, that's not a stable situation. So I think you understand what I'm saying in regards to loan, to rule number two, that loan needs to be set and stable. No defined terms, no sudden calls. Continuing on, rule three in borrowing to invest. Rule three is you must borrow at a rate lower than the return of the investment. So if you caught what I was saying earlier, people that save, if you, let's say you're saving and you're wanting to save for the investment. Right now with inflation, savers are losers. It's not a good idea to sit on a pile of money. Savers are earning sub 1%. Plus when you stick inflation on top of that, if you're sitting there and you're saving and you're saving, and you're saving, the amount that that dollar is going to be able to return or purchase down the road in today's environment in just a few months is going to be much, much less. So if we're borrowing at a rate lower than the return of investment, take a HELOC, for example. You can get a HELOC. I believe there's a bank right now that's still doing HELOCs for 2.99%. Now, only for 1 year, and that's here in Texas. I know that there's a lot of you out there listening that are across the country, but there are HELOCs out there that are in the 3% rate. And if you have a multifamily opportunity come across and it's got an internal rate of return, let's say that is 15% or greater, and you're borrowing at 3, but you're going to make 15 annually over the long haul or greater, your net is a 12% return. So if you borrowed $100,000 in a HELOC, you're out $3,000 on an annual basis. But in this deal, again, it might not be cash flowing and you might not get paid down the road for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. But that return, when it comes back, if it's an internal rate of return, 15% or greater, provided you have the funds to make the payments on that HELOC, is that a good deal? Yes, I will take 12% returns day in and day out. There is nothing wrong with that. So if you're following these rules, one, you have enough discretionary income to cover the loan prior to taking on the payments. Have that in hand. That's just being safe. Rule two, the loan is set and stable. Defined terms, no sudden calls. And rule three, make sure, and this is some people may be laughing, of course, Harrison, must borrow at a rate lower than the return of the investment. Again, if you've got a 15% internal rate of return, heck, borrowing at 5% is not a bad deal, right? You're still 10% to the better, tax-free in most instances. So keep those rules in mind. We're going to come back and we're going to discuss rule number four on borrowing to invest when it makes sense. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. If you miss this show, you can always find us. My favorite way is on the podcast app. I have it on my smartphone, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I subscribe to it. The podcast automatically upload. If I'm driving or taking a trip or going for a jog outside, then I'll put it on the podcast and catch the show there. It's a great way to catch up. You can also find us on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, type in Dell Walmsley or Thinking Just Getaway, typing in Lifestyles Unlimited. You'll find this show as well as several other shows there. And as always, you can find us on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button and you'll see all the shows there. If you want to find a certain host show, whether it's mine or Al Gordon or Andy Webb, just scroll all the way to the bottom. There's a search bar down there and you can put in subject line, borrowing to invest, for instance. The show will pop up, or Cashflow Snowball, or Andy Webb, Al Gordon, Mike Harrison. Whatever you want to essentially listen to, you can find a subject in regards to real estate investing there on that Lifestyles Unlimited, that radio button. We must have 10 or 12 years of shows there, so it's quite a resource if you're wanting to look for something specific or if you're just wanting to catch up on real estate investing. Now, I do need to take a moment. This week, I will be at our Lifestyles Unlimited Expo. It is our biggest event of the year. Quite frankly, it's the biggest real estate investor event of its kind in the nation. It's the Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Multifamily Masters Tour. That's March 17th, 18th, and 19th, Houston, Texas. This week, I will be there. I hope you have made plans to be there. If you haven't, please do so immediately. There'll be over 6,000 real estate investors there. Our vendors will be there. We'll have breakout classes on pretty much every subject that you can imagine in regards to real estate investing. Friday and Saturday are full expo days, March 17th and 18th. The expo is not just on Saturday. If you'd like more information, you can go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. So we're talking about borrowing to invest. When does it make sense? And again, for me, I take the idea of borrowing very personally. I never want to let somebody down. My name, my reputation is more important than the return of the investment that I am borrowing to invest in. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. I could care less about that investment if it means tarnishing my reputation. I think if you stick with that, you're going to be well thought of. And that comes in handy in a lot of different ways as we go through life. Peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. That peace part is, can you imagine walking around and everyone's like, oh, there's that guy that ripped so-and-so off or didn't pay this back. That's just no way to go through life. Don't sell your soul to the devil for financial means. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And that means so much. So I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. But there are times when it makes absolute sense to borrow for investing. My short answer is yes. Now, defined investment. It is a real estate asset that cash flows, that you have done your homework on, that you have done your due diligence on, that you are educated and you understand how it works. Essentially, I wouldn't borrow to invest in my first deal either. Maybe that should be my fifth rule. Don't borrow on your first go around. Have your own money in the deal. Understand what you're doing. Then as you get better, you can utilize some of these methods to borrow. Now, what are some of them? The 401k loan, quite frankly, may be the easiest. I've done that twice, and then I ended up just cashing in the whole 401k and taking my money to me and not leaving it to some financial planner or whoever. That's my money now. I don't have to wait until I'm 59 and a half, and I don't need anyone's permission to touch it. That's, I think you're kind of understanding how I feel about that. But the 401k, if you're employed and you'd like to look into that, call your 401k plan administrator. They're going to have their own rules for it, but it's very simple. It's easy. You're paying yourself back, and you're able to access those funds, and you can go buy a rent property. You can go invest in an apartment community. HELOCs. If you have debt equity in your home, I've done it. I've pulled $100,000 out of my house a couple times and put it into cash flowing assets. I did one. My HELOC was at 3%. And the investment that I'm in is returning 27% annually. Imagine that. 27 less 3, I'm netting 24%. How many of you out there think that's a good idea? Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. So there's HELOCs, there's personal loans. I've called my bank. I took $50,000 one time. I only needed it for about 4 to 6 weeks, but I was able to essentially engage in an opportunity immediately that I knew was going to be a good deal. That ended up being over 100% return. I was paying 8% interest, but again, for 4 to 6 weeks. So you got to think outside the box, okay? Keep that in mind. You may want to borrow if you've got a source for, if you know a wealthy individual, maybe you want to talk to that wealthy individual. Again, if you've got the good reputation, if you've maintained your reputation, and you're a trustworthy person and you follow these rules, you can show that individual, hey, I'm going to borrow this amount of money. I will pay you a certain interest rate. Maybe it's an interest-only loan. Maybe they want a portion of the original investment to be paid at that time. That's something for you and that person to work out. But if you follow rule one and you have enough discretionary income to cover the loan and you can show that to this individual, they're wealthy for a reason. They must be pretty smart. Then you could say, hey, I have $2,000 a month coming in. I would like to borrow this much from you at this interest rate. That equals $1,000 a month. Just do the math. Sit down, work out the finances. That might be a strategy that you utilize. But if you follow these rules, you're going to be safe. So rule one, you have that discretionary income coming in now to cover the loan payments before taking on the loan. Rule two, that loan needs to be set and stable. Defined terms, no sudden calls. That doesn't work in real estate. Real estate's a time deal. You got to get in, you got to stabilize the asset. It takes time to do that. It can't be just a sudden short-term wham-bam because you're going to get hurt. Rule three, must borrow at a rate lower than the return of the investment. I touched on that. Again, if you've got a value play and it's typically 15% or greater, usually much more, and you're borrowing at 3%, 5%, 8%, then that delta makes the difference. Now, rule four, it must be a safe investment. Again, we're putting our reputation on the line. We're putting a financial stake on the line. Don't go invest in something crazy, okay? We're not buying Bitcoin here. We're buying stable real estate assets. Some of you may disagree with me and think that real estate's not a safe investment. I will happily engage in that conversation with you. Send me an email. Real estate is the safest investment, my friend, when you set it up properly, when you've got equity in the deal, when it's cash flowing, you're just fine. I don't want you to have that double liability of it being an unsafe investment. You've got the liability to the entity or the person that you borrowed the money from, and you have the liability of the deal not coming through. I remember I had a friend at some time back, and this was before the dot-com crash, and we were goose hunting, and we sat down, and we were sharing a couple of beverages, and he told me that he put $50,000 on his Amex card to buy Qualcomm stock. And I about fell out of my boots. Now, this is when everything is riding high. I mean, everyone's talking about, you know, there were stock splits and things were going crazy. The dot-com was on fire. And I remember about 3 months later is when that crash hit. And I never asked my friend whatever happened, because there's, why ask somebody about bad news when you know it's bad news? Don't make them tell it to you. He's your friend. So it must be a safe investment. Dale Walmsley says it better than I do. He says, before we discuss the return on my investment, let's discuss the return of my investment. So make sure that it is a safe investment. Those are my four rules. If you apply those when borrowing to invest, you're going to be just fine. And I want you to remember, my friends, we do this for a reason. We do it to create an awesome lifestyle. It's not just to put a few more dollars in our pocket. We're building a legacy. We're building a future. And I want you to remember, do something today your future self will thank you for. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. For those of you going to Expo, I will see you this week. Can't wait.
Now, from the files of Dale Walmsley.
We've got all these people that are struggling, wanting something to happen. But it's a problem that does not exist in our society. So it can't be solved in our society. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, if you go to financial planners, these guys, they're talking to you about how can you make some financial moves and adjustments so that 40 years from now, or by the time you're 65 years old, you'll be able to survive. Now, that is their problem, and they have their solutions to solve their problem. But as Einstein says, you can't solve the problem at the same level of thinking that the problem was created at.
Make it a great day, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.